Adel Shikrawi, age 30, a landed immigrant originally from Morocco and father of a young son, was recently nabbed in a police and security operation off the streets of Montreal. He is currently being held in detention under a security certificate. The security certificate allows the Canadian government to arrest, detain, and deport landed immigrants who are charged with being a, quote, national security threat. There is no chance of bail, detention can be indefinite, and neither the person detained under the security certificate nor their defense lawyer is allowed to access the, quote, evidence. The security certificate is being increasingly used to arrest, detain, and deport members of Arab and or Muslim communities in Canada. Shikrawi is suspected of having links to members of Al-Qaeda. However, there has been no evidence presented by the Canadian state to prove the allegation, a practice allowed under Canada's post-September 11th security laws. Turning commonly accepted judicial practice on its head, Shikrawi is considered guilty until proven innocent. The Justice for Adel Shikrawi campaign formed in Montreal in a matter of days after his abrupt arrest. The campaign, comprised of an alliance of progressive Muslim groups, refugee and immigrant rights organizations, and the Shikrawi family, demands a fair trial for Shikrawi and for the immediate end of the security certificate under which he is being held. I spoke with Yahya Abdurrahman, an active member of the support campaign for Adel Shikrawi.
Almost immediately after we heard of the arrest and detention of Mr. Shikrawi, there was community mobilization began in defending his right to due process under existing law, that being that he has a right to know what the accusations and charges are against him and that he has a right to defend himself in court. And there was a general call out made via the internet. Close to 40 people in the community came together and formed this coalition to help defend and lend assistance to Mr. Shikrawi and his family to ensure that he would indeed get due process and full justice.
Adel Shikrawi is being held under the security certificate. Can you explain what that is?
Basically, under the security certificate, somebody can be picked up by the CSIS and can be held without charge and have no access to the evidence against them and to be deported to their country of origin. And who signs off on these is the Solicitor General and the Immigration Minister. So the CSIS comes to the Immigration Minister and the Solicitor General and says, we have this evidence, but for national security reasons, we cannot reveal the evidence in public or to the lawyers of the accused. And then they sign off on it, which in this case they did with Mr. Shikrawi. And then he is taken and detained and put in prison. And he is not knowing what the charges are against him.
Now, one of the demands of the Justice Coalition for Adel Shikrawi is an abolishing of the security certificate. Can you speak about how people have reacted to that demand?
Definitely, this is one of the issues that we are very much concerned about, is because the security certificate, if you will read the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom, it's basically a direct attacked upon the right of a person to know the charges that are against them and the right to defend himself against those charges. And indeed, we sent out these demands via the internet and through the community, and we have got quite a large response so far, because people are very much concerned that these secret evidence and secret trials and not knowing what the charges are against you and not able to defend yourself, this is a direct attack not only upon Adel Shikrawi or immigrants or people of color. It's a threat to the very justice system that is in this country, that up until now, at least, we've relied upon it to protect our rights, but now we don't feel so secure anymore.
Now, the security certificate has been used almost predominantly against members of the Arab and or Muslim community here in Canada. Can you give some details as to that reality?
This is the case. Actually, it was Rocco Galati, who is the lawyer of Adel Shikrawi, along with several other Muslims who are being detained under security certificates. And he has pointed out that I think it's been since 1992 that there's been 27 security certificates, almost all of them, except for maybe a couple, have been Muslims and Arabs. And for this reason, it was Abdusalam El-Munyawi, who is part of our coalition and is also the president of the Muslim Council of Montreal. There has been suggestions to the community that we may consider filing suit against CSIS, because this seems to be, security certificates seem to be singling out and targeting one community, that is the Arab and the Muslim community. And for the most part, it's been our community, the Muslim and Arab community, that has been the target of this of these security certificates.
Now, the Justice Coalition for Adel Shekrawi is standing up for the rights of Mr. Shekrawi and all those others who are detained under security certificate, but is also linked to other movements, pro-immigrant and refugee rights movements, the No One Is Illegal campaign. Can you speak about how you feel the Justice Coalition for Adel Shekrawi is linked to the larger fight for the rights of immigrant and refugee communities here in Canada?
Like I said previously, under these security certificates and this whole issue, it is immigrants who are being attacked or being singled out, and this is part of a wider problem. This is not just one issue, but it's part of a wider issue of singling out and targeting people of color and immigrants and people who maybe find themselves in a refugee status. For example, the Algerians who have been here for a number of years and are fighting deportation back to their country of origin and the government threatening to deport them. I mean, this is part of a larger struggle that they are trying to stay here in Canada, because back in their countries of origin, there is a lot of turmoil, there's a lot of strife, there's a lot of war, there's a lot of human rights abuses. And they came to this country and they've seen the West through a television set. But when they got here, they seen an altogether different reality, and that being that human rights abuses and threats of deportation and all kinds of discrimination with regards to jobs and housing. So there is another reality out there that people need to be aware of in the immigrant populations in this country, that they feel that there has been a war launched against them and that there is systematic discrimination and abuses being hurled at them, and they're angry, and these people, along with their supporters, are fighting back and trying to protect the human rights and the dignity of these people.
Having been directly involved in the Justice Coalition for Adel Shekrawi, you've been in touch with Mr. Shekrawi's family. Can you speak about how they are feeling given the circumstances?
Well, it's just like Hind said the other night, Hind being the sister of Adel Shekrawi, she said that, and I quote, "We are horrified and disgusted." And this was her response to what has happened to her brother. And she said also that, and I quote, "I don't know why this is happening to my brother, but I do know one thing, that he was repeatedly harassed by CSIS to become an informer for them, but he did not agree to cooperate," end of quote. And they also said that we came to this country, that is Canada, to live in a country of justice and equality and one based on the respect of the rule of law. And at this moment in time, they are completely disillusioned by what they were expecting when they arrived here. So it really does hurt, you know, to hear these kind of things taking place. When people come here and we project ourselves to the rest of the world saying, we are the ones who are promoting freedom, we are the ones that are promoting equality, we are the ones promoting justice. But I've heard so many people say, but when you get here, when we get here, it's all an altogether different reality. This is exactly what the Shekrawi family is feeling at this moment, is that they feel betrayed. They feel that they have been lied to, been told one thing and another reality has set in.
The security certificate has been used almost exclusively against members of Arab and or Muslim communities. Mohamed Harket, an Ottawa resident and Algerian refugee, was also arrested and detained under the same security certificate. He has been detained without trial since late 2002. Harket, like Shekrawi, is also facing deportation from Canada without any public evidence as to his guilt. I spoke with Sophie Harket, the wife of Mohamed Harket.
He's been detained since December the 10th without any charges. He hasn't been charged yet. He's been detained since then without any other allegations that he's been linked to terrorism in general. We don't have any information on how to defend him. We don't have any wiretaps, statements, pictures. We don't have any access to that information. So basically it makes it impossible for us to defend him properly in court. So he's been detained since then, and we... On March 4th, we went to court to have a disclosure hearing and asked the judge to provide us with some of that information, but it was refused because of national security reasons. So we're basically left with the same things that we were in December, with no information and no way to defend him.
Can you explain the security certificate? How does it operate in terms of its legality?
Basically, with the security certificate, is they're entitled to arrest you without telling you why you're being arrested and without showing you any of the evidence. So that's given usually to refugees or immigrants or people that are not naturalized in Canada, if I'm not mistaken.
Can you give some insight into the fact that the security certificate has been used almost predominantly against members of Arab and or Muslim communities in Canada?
Yes, it has been used quite a bit in the past, I think 30-something times. And most people that were arrested under that certificate were either Muslim or Arabic descent. So it's been used against the Arabic population quite a bit. And it's still being used because last week someone else got arrested under their certificate. So I think it's just an epidemic of what's to follow. So we have to be really vigilant. We have to follow the story and we have to make sure that these kind of things don't happen again.
In terms of being vigilant, you're part of a campaign in Ottawa to fight against the detention of your husband, Mohamed Harkat, but also to fight against the security certificate itself. Can you speak about that campaign?
Well, before all that happened, unfortunately, I wasn't aware of everything that's been happening in Canada. This has been kept very secret since it's been given 10 years ago. A lot of women haven't been able to fight for their husbands either because they're Muslim themselves and they're not taken seriously. So I have to, it's my mission to come out and tell the government that we should abolish the certificate and we should tell the people out there that this is an unfair treatment. It goes against all human rights. What we're asking is if you have anything against my husband, please give us the evidence. We'll defend him properly. But the procedures being taken are very unfair. And like I repeat myself, it goes against human rights. Basic human rights. So I'm just asking the government for answers. I'm just asking the government to give us a fair chance.
You are in touch with your husband, although he is detained. Can you speak about the current state of your husband having been held up in jail for this amount of time without any clear reason being put forward by the Canadian state?
One thing I need to specify is that my husband is in solitary confinement. So one day in solitary confinement equals 3 days of ordinary jail. And most people that are finding the certificate are in the same position. They're under solitary confinement, which is the hardest type of punishment possible for a human being. My husband's been doing quite well. He's positive. He's got a good sense of humor. He's the same type of person that he was before he went in there. But I just spoke to him today, and you can see that he's starting to feel lonely, and he's starting to wonder when is he going to get the hell out of there. It's a long, long procedure. And, I mean, I hope it's not going to get like the case in Toronto where people have been waiting 3 years to get together. It just doesn't look positive at the end. It's just a very, very difficult battle. It's hard for every person in the family. It's hard on everybody. It's not only hurting my husband. It's hurting every member of my family, every person that I'm in touch with. It's the government is putting us through hell, basically. So it's very important that I fight this battle because I don't want anybody else to ever have to go through this. Unfortunately, like I mentioned, there's somebody else going through this, but she's just as willing as I am to fight this certificate and send the message out there to Canadians that our government is hiding stuff from us. And there's, you know, crooked stuff going on in our government, and we need to tell the people.
Your husband, Mohamed Harkat, is facing potential deportation back to Algeria.
Mm-hmm.
Algeria has been experiencing a civil conflict, a civil war, for a number of years. Originally, Mohamed was a refugee who came to Canada to escape the realities of that civil war, a civil war which continues till today. So can you speak about that?
That's right. That's the reason why you're a refugee, because you're escaping from a dangerous situation. And we can't return him now because he's been tagged a terrorist. So you can't imagine the kind of image that he's got now in Algeria. No matter where we're being sent, no matter where he's being sent, no matter what negotiation we're making with the government, he's being tagged a terrorist. And there's nothing worse than being tagged a terrorist right now. Also, the thing is, I'm a Canadian, and wherever my husband goes, I'm going to go. As a Canadian, I don't think I should be sent to Algeria either. I mean, why do you let these people in Canada if many years from now you're going to take their freedom away? So what is the whole idea of being a refugee? I don't understand that.
the campaign that you're part of to fight against the detention of your husband, the security certificate, and his pending deportation is tied to a larger movement of immigrant and refugee communities who are standing up against these types of unjust treatments by the Canadian state. You're working with various community groups in Ottawa, Direct Action Casework Ottawa, the No One Is Illegal movement. Can you speak about those links which are being made in the larger context and movement?
Yeah, those links are actually kind of being made without even me knowing about it. That's the nice thing about it. I have to mention one thing about this whole experience. It might be a very negative in terms of me being away from my husband, what my husband has to go through, but I've made some beautiful friendships through that, and I've met some interesting people, and I've made some... It cannot describe the friendships that I've made through this experience. So I've joined up with some of the people from No One Is Illegal and the Non-Status Algerians, because basically we're all fighting the same battle. If it wasn't my husband, it would have been somebody else from that group. So I think we're all fighting for each other. We're all... The Algerians made a statement this week coming into Ottawa, and unfortunately the event didn't turn like it was supposed to. They were coming down here to support us, but unfortunately they were arrested and they were beaten and they were badly treated, and that was to make a statement. But how big of a statement do we need to make before we save one life? I mean, we have many, many lives on the line here, and no matter how big the statement is, we have to continue to put pressure on the government. One day, maybe someone will listen. So it's very important. The bigger the group is, the more people, you know, gather together, I think eventually we might be able to fight one battle. So that's what we're hoping to do.
The security certificate represents an unprecedented assault on the rights of immigrants and refugees in Canada post September 11th. Comparable to similar practices and policies in the United States, like the massive INS registration program and the current detention of thousands of Arabs and Muslims. The security certificate, which in practice allows the Canadian government to indefinitely detain and arbitrarily deport immigrants and refugees without the presentation in open court of any evidence as to their guilt. The security certificate has been called by many legal observers medieval justice. To get more information about the Justice Coalition for Adel Shekrawi, contact 514-583-2208 or email justiceforadel, that's JUSTICEFOREADIL, at riseup.net. You can also get more information on the case of Adel Shekrawi at www.montrealmuslimnews.net. This piece has been produced by Stefan Christoph for CKUT Radio in Montreal.